Welcome back to episode 18 of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Let us begin preparing for the Lel HaSeder. We actually have already discussed what type of matzah a person needs to be mekayim the mitzvah of Lel Tezvav. Now let us start discussing the wine for the four kaisis. There's a mitzvah for a person to try to get red wine for the night of the Seder based on a pasuk, Al Teira Yayin Ki Yis Adam. We see from that pasuk that red wine has a special maila, has a special chashivos, and that's something that a person should try to get. Another reason brought is that red wine is zecher to the dam, to the blood of Parai slaughtering the Jewish children in Mitzrayim. However, in a place where there are non-Jews, back in the day they would make blood libels because the Jewish people were drinking red wine, or if a person enjoys white wine better, he should buy white wine. Now, one who wants to also have the mila of red wine could pour a little bit of red wine into his white wine in order that now his white wine is red. And that'll be mekayim the zecher ledam. However, it's preferable to do this before Yom Tif because the Mishbura says there are those that are machmir for tzviya ba'echlim. When a person has in mind to make the food a specific color, then there's a concern of the malach of tzviya even by food. And perhaps even the shittas that normally hold ain't tzviya ba'echlin, over here where your intention is not to make the food better, you have a separate reason why you're doing this, because you want to mekayim the inyan of zeich l'adam. Perhaps everybody holds its aser. And even though in Hilcha Shabbos, the Shaar Tzion gives an etzah of putting first the color into the cup and then afterwards adding the clear liquid. So over here would mean putting the red wine first into the cup and then adding the white wine. There are those that say that's a problem as well. And if somebody wants to do this, it's preferable to do this on Erev Yom Tov. There are those that say that a person should not use for the Dalet Kaisis Yayin Mevushel, wine that's been pasteurized, that's been cooked, or wine that has honey or sugar mixed into it, because that's called a Shinoi Ligreyusa. It's a Shinoi which makes the wine worse. And we certainly should try to be careful for this, unless these wines taste much better and this person prefers these types of wine. Also, somebody who can't drink wine because wine is not good for his health, or he happens to not like wine, then he's able to mix it with water as long as the wine still is roi for kiddush, and as long as he has a revius of wine after the mixing. And a person should obviously figure out or know what type of wine he has before he starts mixing it with water. And b'dieved, someone who can't drink wine at all, it's possible that he could also be yotze his chayva with raisin wine or with chamar medina. Somebody who is neifel mishkav, somebody who literally falls into bed because of drinking wine, he is putter from drinking because it's not derech eros. And many say that a person could drink grape juice and could be yotze with that lechatchila. Others say that you can't be yotze lechatchila with grape juice, only if wine is being used, then you have the din of cheros. However, someone who relies on the opinions of the mekilim, it's better, if possible, to mix in a drop of wine, that what he's drinking should have at least a flavor of wine. Women and young children could certainly be mekel and drink grape juice, and that is what people do. And everybody should follow their minhagim and ask their own shailas. Karpas, lechatchila, a person should use for the first tibul, the first dipping of a vegetable which is called karpas, which stands for samach perech. And that references the 60,000 that worked avodas perech, slave labor in Mitzrayim. Someone who does not have karpas should take another type of vegetable, lechatchila. It should be from the same type of vegetable that he's going to use for maror, in order that when he makes the bracha on the karpas, he will also pater his maror with this bracha. But do not take maror, because maror, the mitzvah, is only with the second tibul, the second dipping. And a person should not eat any maror before he does that mitzvah. When it comes to matzah, the chatchila, a person should prepare for himself 5 kizesim of matzah shmura for the night of the Seder, 2 for mitzi matzah, 1 for kairech, and 2 for afi kaimin. Someone who does not have enough matzah, or he's not well and he can't eat that much, should be in touch with a local rabbi, and the shear, exactly how much matzah one should eat, what the size kezayis is, both for matzah and for maror. There are various sizes, various shiurim. There are many books and different ways to measure. And every person should do what's appropriate for them and have a wonderful Yom Tov.